at halftime. Nebraska leads it over the Florida Atlantic Owls 21-3. And then, as usual, we are joined by the president of the University of Nebraska system for University of Kearney, University of Nebraska Omaha, and of course here at UNL, that is James B. Milliken, the president of the university. JB, good to see you. Good to have you with
us again.
Thanks,
Aiden. Great to be here.
Looking for another big year here in the booth at halftime and also on the field. Now, you just announced the enrollment figures yesterday, and I take it that was some good news.
It was good news. For the fifth year in a row, we are up on every campus in enrollment, and we're up system-wide. We have the largest enrollment at the University of Nebraska since 1996. And if we had one more student, so anybody listening out there thinking about enrolling, if we had one more student, we would tie that high year in 1996. So it's a good thing when more Nebraskans are going to college to get a degree to be competitive in a knowledge economy.
Are there any areas of concern? I know the enrollment numbers are good, but areas of concern as far as the university goes right now?
Well, enrollment's great in this, particularly in graduate enrollment, and sometimes we see that in a down economy, more people going back to school to retool. They have the opportunity to do that, and so that's a good thing. We're seeing that reflected here. We're seeing so much success across the board. We had a record year in research last year, both at the Medical Center in Omaha and at UNL in Lincoln. So this has been very positive, a lot of momentum going into this fall.
As the increase in terms of the separate campuses, Omaha, Kearney, and here, I mean, percentage-wise, has it been significant in your mind or more so in one area than another, JB?
Well, there's more graduate increases in graduate students. We've seen more of that. Less so first-time freshmen. That's to be expected if you look at the demographic trends in Nebraska. We're not going to let that hold us back, though. The governor and I and a group of other education leaders about a week ago announced a set of goals to increase high school graduation rates in the state to 90% and college going rate to be in the top 10 in the nation. If we do that, there'll be plenty more incoming freshmen at the university and plenty more students at all of higher education in Nebraska.
How has the economic side of things here the past year affected your efforts?
Well, you know, we've still been very successful, and we saw enrollments gone up 2.6% this fall. People thought we might be down because of the economy. We put more money into financial aid. We set up a special program to help those students whose family circumstances might have changed. And the Buffett Foundation has increased their support at the university for financial aid for undergraduates. So it's really been an effort to cover a lot of bases, and I think it's been successful.
You know, JB, it sounds like, it really is a fact that you've been very proactive in terms of dealing with the issues in the economic side of things to attract students to come here.
Well, I think we have been. And, Nebraska's lucky. Nebraska, for a lot of reasons, has, while we're feeling the economic downturn in Nebraska, certainly, it's not as bad as many other states. And the university has remained stronger than many of our competitors. And so that puts us in a good position today and mainly puts us in a position to help prospective students be able to come to the university and help them pursue their education here.
So, folks, if you want to go to college and you want to come here to the University of Nebraska, which we hope you will do, there are many avenues that you can approach and lots of help that you can seek.
There are a lot of great places to go to college in Nebraska. My main hope is that people will go somewhere when they get out of high school, but we'd love to have them come to one of our campuses at the University of Nebraska.
Absolutely. I'm with you on that, JB. That's JB Milliken, the president of the University of Nebraska system.